I bet Dad didn't even see me make that great basket. He's on call tonight, so he's probably headed for the hospital.
Yep, that's where doctors go when they're on call. And today, his call is very special. What is it? We'll find out in a story called Special Call. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, we have a story of another special call. God called the little boy Samuel 3 times, and after 3 calls, Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Our story, Special Call. Jared grabbed the basketball and dribbled it down the court. A second later, a guard on the opposing team blocked his way. Jared picked up the ball, ducked left, then right, aimed for the basket, and let the ball fly. It arced through the air and descended perfectly into the hoop, whooshing through the net. The crowd went wild. Jared grinned and glanced up at the bleachers where his parents were sitting. But then his shoulders sagged. His dad, a doctor, was walking toward the exit. "I bet he didn't even see me make that basket," thought Jared. "He's on call again tonight, so I guess the hospital called him in." After the game, Jared's friend Chris approached him. "Want to shoot some baskets with me tomorrow night?" Chris asked. "Oh, thanks, but I can't," said Jared, remembering he had a youth group meeting at church. "Ask Chris to come along," a little voice seemed to whisper. Jared had often thought he should invite Chris to join him at some of his church youth activities. But now, like all the other times, he didn't say anything. Chris would just think it stupid to go to church instead of shooting hoops, he thought. When his father came home later that night, Jared was still annoyed that Dad had missed so much of the game. "You didn't even see the basket I made, did you?" Jared grumbled angrily. "You missed almost all the time I was in the game." "I did see you make a basket. That was great. But yes, I missed a lot of the game, and I'm sorry about that," said Dad. Then he smiled. "I have some good news, though," he added. "As a result of being on call tonight, I dealt with something even more important than a medical emergency. The call from the hospital resulted in another call, one from the Lord. I was able to talk to a woman about Jesus, and she put her trust in him before she died." Suddenly, Jared's anger left him. He felt proud of his father and ashamed that he had been so selfish. He also felt a little uneasy as he remembered his failure to invite Chris to the youth group meeting. "Maybe the feeling that I should invite him was like God calling me," thought Jared, "and I ignored the call. But maybe it's not too late. I'll give Chris a call and invite him to come to youth group tomorrow." Well, how about you? Are you on call for Jesus? Can he count on you to hear his voice and do what he asks you to do? It may not always be convenient or easy, but your obedience is important. When you feel him prompting you to take some action, don't ignore him. Say as the prophet Isaiah did, "Here am I, send me." Then speak up for Jesus and do what he wants you to do. Always be ready to answer his call. Isaiah 6:8, "I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send?' Then I said, 'Here am I, send me.'" And our key thought, be on call for Jesus. No matter how hard you try, you aren't good enough to get to heaven by yourself. That's why Jesus came to this earth, was crucified, rose again, and someday he's coming to take all those who have trusted him as Savior to heaven. Oh, I'm looking forward to that, and I want to see you there. Hey, can you come back tomorrow and listen to another story? Keys for Kids is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Bye now. Thanks for listening.